So what do manure and chocolate-covered cherries have in common? This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. When you find an anaerobic digester in Michigan, they're usually set up on large-scale dairy farms. Bacteria turn all that cow manure into methane, which is burned in engines to create renewable electricity. But Lindsay Smith reports there's a new kind of digester in Fremont, Michigan, that's converting much more than cow poop.
A steel tanker truck pulls into the loading bay at the Fremont Community Digester. A worker connects a wide hose from the back of the truck to an underground pipe. It only takes about 4 minutes to unload about 9,000 gallons of manure.
So it's a high-speed connection, transferring at the rate of about 3,000 gallons a minute.
My tour guide is Anand Gangadharan, CEO of Novi Energy. It's a small energy developer based out of Metro Detroit. It smells a little like cow manure in here, but the air outside is fresh. Shoppers at a nearby car dealership don't even notice, thanks to a biofilter that's nearly two stories high. In a much quieter storage warehouse, Gangadharan shows me what else he's going to feed the bacteria today.
This pail consists of pureed peach.
There's a whole pallet of pails packed with frozen peaches. Food inspectors, or the company that bought this puree, rejected it. There's pallets of blueberries, tons of cherries, those little snack pack puddings, gallons of old ice cream. But Gangadharan's bacteria, they're not picky eaters.
We, in fact, last week had boxes of chocolate-covered cherries. And for whatever reason, it got rejected. And our bugs are having a happy time eating some good stuff.
If this stuff didn't come here, it would get buried in a landfill. Here, that food waste gets turned into energy, and the packaging gets recycled.
Essentially, what we're helping the industrial clients do is achieve a zero landfill goal.
One of the digester's biggest clients is Gerber Foods. All of those carrot and strawberry tops left over from making baby food end up feeding the digester. In this case, all that material, about 20 truckloads a day, ends up in one of three tanks. Each has more than a million gallons of food waste, manure, and hungry bacteria swirling around inside.
The bacteria are swimming in nice, warm liquid, and through that process, it digests it, produces a lot of gas. That gas is the top 15% of these large tanks.
The methane gas travels from here to an accumulator, basically a big bubble, that sends a steady stream of methane to power two giant engines that create power for the electric grid.
This is very different from that of other renewables like solar or wind.
Solar only works in the daylight, wind when it's windy.
Whereas here, we produce baseload 24/7 power. That is the beauty of this technology.
Another advantage is the waste from the digester is turned into fertilizer. Gangadharan admits Consumers Energy probably would not have agreed to buy this electricity if the state didn't require utilities to get 10% of their power from renewable sources by 2015. But he sees a long-term market for biodigesters, especially in agricultural communities. In fact, Gangadharan says Novi Energy is working on several new projects already. For the Environment Report, I'm Lindsay Smith.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.